Hello and welcome to Leaning Into Light's featured interview for March 2019. My name is Jessica Rios. I'm the founder of Leaning Into Light, and this is one of our free monthly recordings to support you, our listeners, to lean into light. What does that mean? Leaning into light means choosing to recover from pain, from fear, from all those things that don't feel good, to love, to joy, to feeling good. And this is one of the gifts we give, these recordings, these conversations, to support you to lean into light. So please grab a pen. You can pause the recording if you need to. You can take notes and bring any of what you hear today into your life. So I want to just take a moment to welcome Paolo Batuta Lima. Hello, Paolo.
Hello, Jessica.
So nice to have Paolo with us today. And our title for the talk today is Conversation with a Capoeira Mestre. So I just want to give a little bit of background on Paolo and who you are before we dive in. Paolo Batuta Lima is a father and well-respected capoeira mestre in San Diego, California. He's originally from Paraná, southern Brazil, and he has trained in capoeira since 1985. Paolo has a degree in economics. He has established capoeira schools in San Diego, Las Vegas, Nevada, Guam, and Mexicali, Mexico. And if that's all you can listen to today and you just want to go dive in and find out more about Paolo or more about capoeira, you can go to his website at www.capoeirasd.org. That's CAPOEIRASD.org. So, Paolo, let's start with, actually, let me just share a little piece to bring more of the soul of this in here. I just want to share, God, it makes me happy just even thinking of this, about how we met. I had attended, gosh, maybe 20 years ago, a camp in the redwoods of wine country, California, called Brazil Camp. And I didn't really know much about capoeira, but I had seen enough of it to be totally in love with capoeira. It was beyond description, awe-inspiring to me. It's a beautiful martial art and art. And so I went to this Brazil camp and I met a lot of people and I did some capoeira and I learned some dance steps and I, you know, admired all the amazing musicians, Brazilian musicians from all over the world, mostly Brazil. And I met you there, Paolo, and you were one of the capoeira mestres there to teach your gift of capoeira to students. And I just remember this incredible kindness, this spacious, sweet kindness that emanates from you. And I have always been such a fan of you as a human being who emanates this beautiful kindness from your spirit. And then, 20 years later, last summer or so, I was in Berkeley, California at a capoeira event and I looked up and saw you and I might have even started crying right then and there because you truly have a beauty about you that is indescribable. It brings me to tears just thinking about it. So here we are today and my daughter, who's almost 6 years old, does capoeira now and I am so honored to have you here and to be able to interview you. So thanks again for being here.
Thank you, Jessica. And first of all, thanks for these wonderful words about me. For sure, the Brazil camp was a great experience for all of us. And we did meet lots of great people. And you were one of them that was an unforgettable person that I met, especially. And I'm very grateful that we had the chance to meet again, you know, years later. And now here we are talking.
Here we are.
So connected. And it's awesome. So,
yes. Yeah. It's a gift to be alive.
To be here, by the way, it's awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you. So, let's talk about capoeira. Some of the people listening today might not have any idea really what it is. Can you tell me what is capoeira and what is its history? When did it start? Where does it come from?
Capoeira, it's a martial art that was created by the African slaves and they had to disguise the martial art as a dance. So it looks like a dance, but behind the dance, it's a martial art. So, and the word capoeira, they used to go, you know, in the bushes to practice the martial art. In, because, of course, they are not allowed to practice any martial arts, so they have to go in a hidden place and this wonderful art that looked like a dance, but it is.
So it was actually started by slaves. What was their reason for starting it? What did it give them?
Well, the slaves, they gave them freedom. They, when they had a chance, they used the martial art to be able to escape from the farms, from wherever location they were at, and go to this place called Quilombo, which was a region that all the slaves who could escape would be able to live freely. So they'll be able to use that to live there, you know, in a free environment, a free community. So that was called Quilombo. And Quilombo dos Palmares was one of the most famous one, and it was large as like a, here in the States, I don't know how to compare, but like in Brazil would be a size of like three, four different states in the northeast of Brazil.
Hmm. Wow. So that spirit of escaping from slavery, the power of that comes through capoeira. When you do capoeira, it's a strong feeling. I've felt it. And how about you, Paulo? When did you start training, and how did you get to the USA from Brazil? What was your story there?
I started capoeira in 1985. And the reason that I started capoeira was not so good reason. I used to fight a lot on the streets because I grew up without my parents, and the neighborhood, my childhood was very rough. So everyone has to be a little, you know, strong somehow to kind of to survive in those moments. And I thought capoeira with the, you know, a good fighter. And capoeira was so magic that it turned my life in a totally complete direction and pretty much saved me, because after I stepped into the capoeira school, I never, ever got into a fight, ever. So,
wow,
pretty much saved me.
Wow. Why do you think you never got into a fight after getting, what was that about?
Capoeira is so powerful that gives you so much confidence. You learn so much about yourself that we don't have no idea how strong we are once you start to experience capoeira, because there's so many different elements in capoeira that, you know, helps you to find your inner strength and brings you the confidence you need for whatever purpose. You know, in my case, I had this situation, you know, that I used to have the necessity to be a good fighter, and gave me so much confidence that I realized that I don't need to be like that. Uh-huh. I'm already strong enough to, you know, to just avoid that and be happy with, you know.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I'm almost visualizing you walking through the streets of Brazil after you found capoeira with a really different energy about you, where you're just not inviting fights because you have a different kind of confidence. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm really surprised, Paulo. I'm not totally surprised, but, you know, my heart broke a little when you just shared that you had a rough childhood and without your parents, and you can hear the tears. So what I make up right now, what I think I'm hearing is that you took a really rough childhood. You've seen some really rough stuff, and you turned it into You used capoeira, and now who you are today is you. There is no roughness about you today. I've seen you. You don't carry rough. You carry a beauty and a serenity that you have transformed into from your really rough childhood. So that, I mean, we talk about leaning into light. That's an incredible story. Your life and what you've taken from it. And I'm, you know, what you've turned it into. I'm really struck by how capoeira can do that. Have you seen other people who've taken capoeira and, you know, it's really helped them out in life in a certain way?
Yes, yes. Lots of people has changed their life through capoeira. Lots of them. And not just many years, you know, experiencing teaching and training and teaching and traveling and so all the things. There's so many, episodes, so many events, so many situations they faced you. And I know how much powerful capoeira has been to them as well. I have this experience that I had personally, you know, with one person that was doing capoeira.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I have time, I'd like to share that.
Please share.
So I was like already like an instructor level in Brazil, and I was like sharing the school with my mestre. So then he would teach class, and then sometimes I would go and teach another class for him. And so anyways, I got to the academy one day to teach my class after his class. And I saw this person, she was sitting on a bench and she was kind of head down, like a little in her own, you know, world. And I sat down, that's where I never met her because she was like a beginner. And we start talking and she said, oh, I don't feel okay. I want to stop. I don't want to look up later today. I kind of, you know, just because you don't feel good, that's the reason you should do capoeira. Because capoeira, it helped you so much. It helped me so much. In so many ways, capoeira has been my medicine. Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing, that the whole elements that involve capoeira, you know, we didn't say it in the beginning, but capoeira, it's, you know, has music, has dance, has drumming, has, you know, acrobatics, has like the, you know, that physical dialogue we have as martial art with your partners. So there's so much elements that is part of capoeira that, you know, somehow one of them is gonna get into you, you know, in your heart, in your blood, and somehow. So anyways, I told her, like, I'm gonna teach the next class. If you feel like, you know, jump in and training whenever you want, just, it's okay. It'll be, I think it'll be great if you do that. If it's not, that's fine. So then after that, I left, I went to change, and then when I came back and I start teaching my class. So like 10, 15 minutes later, she asked, can I join? I said, yes, go ahead. And she joined the class and took the whole class. And at the end of the class, she gave me a hug and said, oh, I feel much better. And she left. Yeah. And then 3 days later, I had like a get together. It was a party, birthday party. And then when I got to the party, she came. As soon as I arrived at the party, she ran into me and then she hugged me like, huge hug, like nice, one of the nicest hug I ever got. Mm-hmm. And she shared with me that day she was thinking about a committed suicide.
Wow.
The day when she took the class. And after the class, for some reason, everything's changed. So I carried that with me because I wasn't me, but was capoeira.
Yeah. You know,
like it made a huge effect, and then since that she kept training and wasn't never seen in and out and her in that level of depression or something anymore. So, but that was a very special moment.
Absolutely transformative. As you were talking, Paulo, I saw in my mind. Oh, how do I put this into words? Let's try. You extended love to her, an invitation. Come on, basically you said, come feel better, because you know capoeira helps people feel better. She stepped up and she accepted it, and she made a choice to feel better instead of possibly to take her own life that day. It's like light. It's like love, which is light, passing from you to another person. And there's just this cycle. I guess I can't really explain the vision that I just had, but it's just this beautiful light moving from you through. You speak it, you share it in your art, it goes to another person, they get to choose, you know. What an incredible story. And I did hear you say you have many like that, you know, many, many like that. I also heard you mention, you know, we didn't in the beginning share about what capoeira looks like. So let's go there for a minute. You know, how would you describe what it looks like? You know, you walk into a room and there's a roda, a capoeira circle of people playing. What does it look like?
Well, as a capoeira school, first, you know, that's like the whole training part of it and everything, like stretching, you know, warm up, that, you know, body warm up that goes with any kind of a physical activity. But capoeira is a combination of all these things, you know, the martial arts, a dance, acrobatics, music, you know, percussion. It's all connected, it's all in one, it's all together. So I think when I try to describe capoeira, I'm sorry if I'm not being very, if you disagree with that, because you know capoeira too, but when I try to say to everyone very quick, what capoeira looks like, you know, what capoeira is, I said, oh, trying to picture karate with breakdance. That's my easiest way to kind of say, and a lot of people, they're already, oh, you know, because there's all these elements of the breakdance, all the acrobatics, and, you know, the rhythm, and also, you know, and the martial karate boom, of course, no. So I think it's one way that I use normally to describe capoeira, like when I'm, you know, we don't have much time to really get into the, you know, a deeper conversation.
Yes, yes, karate with breakdancing. I love it. And what comes up for me when you share that way of describing it is, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, if you picture breakdancing, there's a lot of upper body movement. So it's not just two people standing up and kicking. It's two people kind of flying all over the place at the highest levels, like where you're at. You're on your hands, and then you're on one arm, and then you're on your feet, and then you're on the side laying on your, you know, you're all over the place. And your body, you know, you've achieved this. People who are beginners have not, maybe they will one day, but your body is capable of moving in so many different directions and positions, and all it's, it really activates the whole body.
Totally, totally. That's exactly what capoeira is. It's not always say in and out, up and down, spinning to the right, spin to all the different directions. So it is a very, I would say, I think for me, it's almost like a complete, you know, if you think about exercise itself, you know, to see that, want to see the way,
yeah,
because you move your entire body the entire time. So it's a good way to move your body.
Yeah. Yeah. And the music is just so gorgeous.
The music drives you to everything you need, you know? The pace of the music, sometimes with the music, it's about, you know, it takes you to many different directions.
So yeah. You mentioned, Paulo, the pace of the music. So, for example, when I watch my daughter playing capoeira, the music is going to be, she's almost 6 years old, the music is slow because the music is respecting, or this is my interpretation, the music is respecting where she is with her capoeira practice. For you, however, and people with your competency level, you might have slow music, and you also could play capoeira with really fast music because your body is so skilled that you can move to that level. The flexibility that capoeira has, the community, the flexibility, you know, you can see people at your level, a mestre, master, playing with a child who it's their first day doing capoeira. And I never see lack of respect in that situation. I always see playfulness and willingness and this, you know, masterful capoeirista looking at the child as if to celebrate. Wow, you're on your first day. There's a reverence there.
Well, yes, when you play capoeira, like we don't say we fight capoeira, even though capoeira is a martial art. We don't use the word we fight capoeira. We say we play capoeira. Mm-hmm. So when you play capoeira, you play with someone. So you play with your partner, no matter who the partner is. If the partner it's a child, the partner is a beginner, the partner is someone higher level than you. So you guys, we play together. So that's what capoeira is. So that's, and the level of respect also goes according to who you play with. If you want to capoeira, when you play capoeira, it's a physical dialogue. It's a communication going on. For you to communicate with someone, you can just talk by yourself. You need to have that back and forth, you know? Mm-hmm. So that, you know, questions and answers. So then in order to have a questions and answers, you know, physically, you need to respect your partner in the level your partner is. So I think that carries and then everything flows with that. I think that's what we play with each other. We don't fight against each other.
Yes, yes. So you mentioned play, not fight. And I appreciate that you mentioned that, because there's usually, well, from what I've seen, and I've maybe seen 200 hours of capoeira in my life. You've seen many, many, many thousands of hours. But when I've seen it, there's no contact in it, unless somebody kind of slips and they end up, you know, touching. But generally speaking, when you make a kick, you don't try to kick somebody. You just, you know, you get close and that person's body responds to the kick. And it, in some ways, it seems more like an art, a dance, you know, than a martial art. But at higher levels of practice, like where you are, you can see faster, more martial art style interaction. So do people actually still use capoeira for self-defense?
Yes, capoeira is martial art.
Yeah.
The fact that we don't, do full contact, you know, you don't see the full contacts and when you watch a capoeira game. At first, because both capoeira players are, you know, are able to understand what's going on and be able to move accordingly. And, but doesn't mean the contact would not happen. Okay. It's there's a level of a respect as well and lots of technique. So for me, the good martial artist, practitioner, he doesn't need to, you know, hit someone, hurt someone in order to show, you know, their skills. Mm. Show their skills with a lot of control, and capoeira needs a lot of control. So what you see, it's a lot of control from both sides, but if they want to use that in a different environment, like for someone that doesn't know capoeira, well, yeah, the contact would happen and can be as powerful as any other martial art. Mm-hmm. Actually, there's some studies out there, and then I don't remember exactly which one of that, but I seen some videos about people trying to compare, you know, all the different martial arts, and the situation was more powerful. And one of them shows the capoeira kick, one of the most powerful among mm-hmm. the other martial arts. So it is very powerful. And if you ever decide to use, I never had to use, and I hope will never use. But yeah, if you decide to use it, it's as powerful as any other martial art.
Yeah. You shared a little bit about what capoeira has done for you. These days, you're a father of two young children. And, you know, with Leaning Into Light, with these interviews, they're very natural. We don't do much editing, if any. It's a natural conversation between me and you. And, you know, I can hear a couple of your children in the background a little bit, which is so beautiful.
I'm sorry.
Oh gosh, nothing to be sorry about. It's beautiful. It's real life. And I like it that way. But tell me, you know, what does capoeira look like in your world with them? Do you play with them? Are they picking it up?
Oh yes, totally into that. I have not had a chance to really bring them to the school because I teach many classes. I cannot take them and have them stay there for, you know, the whole time I stay when I'm working. Mm-hmm. But they know a lot of songs already. They sing songs. They do their own capoeira, you know, and in the house all day long. Yeah, they're totally into that. They recognize any, I wear a t-shirt or anything that has been, any picture has related to capoeira, they can recognize right away. So they're, capoeira, it's already in their blood for sure.
Yeah. And you live in San Diego in Southern California, where there are a lot of Brazilians or a lot of people who've come from the sunny Brazilian beaches to the to the sunny Southern Californian beaches. And there's quite a capoeira community there. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a good number of capoeira schools here. Correct.
Yeah. I have a friend who's, he just turned 5 and he just started capoeira down there. I don't know if he's one of your students, but I'm so excited for that to happen. So Paulo, as you look into the future, and I'm so grateful that you don't live the tough life you used to live as a child. I'm so grateful. My hands just went into prayer, you know, prayer position, because I'm truly grateful to whatever, the divine, to life's plan for bringing you out of that and for your incredible courage and self-worth to get out of that and to come to a place where, yeah, you're human. You struggle every day with something. And you really embody a beauty of strength and gentleness that is, in my experience, very unique and very special. So I'm just curious, you know, we do live in a crazy world and America is insane in some ways. And, you know, what do you see capoeira, like as you look, say, 10, 20 years into the future, what would you like to see in terms of what capoeira could look like 10 or 20 years down the line? How could it, what would the world look like if it was your way with capoeira in it?
Well, I would say, be honest, of course, yeah, capoeira becomes more and more popular. You know, of course, it is something that it's, we'll be grateful. We'll be very grateful for that opportunity. But capoeira came from a long journey. You know, capoeira came from the slaves and became, you know, was forbidden martial art in Brazil after the slavery. Then they became official. Then they became the official martial art, you know, in Brazil. And now capoeira belonged to the UNESCO. UNESCO recognized capoeira as a martial art. So it's now capoeira belongs to the world. Mm. So capoeira got there. Capoeira belongs to the world. Okay, so I think capoeira got in a really good place, already based on the, you know, the whole histories and who made this whole thing happen. I think I kind of commented with you before starting the interview that like all these great capoeiristas, great capoeira masters that worked so hard to put capoeira in a place that we have now. So most of them, they die as homeless. Mm. Now they die very poor with nothing. So but they did that part. And now it's in our hand to do our part to put capoeira in a better place. A better place. So our effort to put capoeira in a better place, in a place that capoeira deserves, I think will never end. So it's one of us, you know, and not saying the capoeira masters, but everyone who knows capoeira, everyone who, you know, have experience with capoeira, or everyone has experience with the culture, or like the culture, or, you know, the Brazilian culture, the African Brazilian culture, you know, everyone who's into that it's also, you know, kind of, it could help to put capoeira in a better place. Mm-hmm. And which one is this better place? To be honest, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
a better place is seeing, you know, capoeira making change in people's lives, like it made in my life, made in the person's life that I described here earlier. And, you know, in your life, when you saw capoeira, when you experienced capoeira for the first time, and in life, because our the world, like you said, it's very intense. Everything's happening here. It's intense. And a lot of times it's not very positive.
Yeah.
Capoeira is extremely positive.
Yeah. Yeah.
The whole pack, you know, it's all in one pack. And everything in that is like that package is like, it's all capoeira. So it's like everything's very positive. So the more positiveness we bring to the world, well, we're helping.
The more it's a world that you want your children to live in. Yeah. You know, as a female who was raised in the West, you know, in Northern California, you know, who had parents who were really loving, you know, not perfect because none of us are, but I've had a really good life and I feel extremely fortunate. And I look to capoeira and when I sit and talk with you, or when I sit and I look, watch a hoda or something, you know, it's coming up now. I cry. My heart just feels so rocked with beauty and power. It can't really describe it. It's so much that I feel like, this goes back for me past this lifetime. You know, there's something, and I'll look at that at some point, but for now, living in a time when we're leaving the white patriarchy, when we're old systems are dying, and I just can't help but think capoeira belongs as a practice for so many people and more people. May there be more and more, because it's about escaping slavery. And in America, we're still in slavery in so many ways that we don't recognize. I'm not going to go on about that, but we are enslaved to an economy. We're enslaved in a lot of ways we don't quite fully recognize yet. And I just feel like, you know, may every one of us, including myself, who has colluded, you know, every one of us who has been part of the sickness that does exist in our country, can we just do some capoeira together? Because it's playful and there's drumming and there's this beating bow instrument that is just so beautiful. And it's just, you know, it makes you feel strong and happy. And oh, I would love to see a world with more capoeira in it. So I'm eternally grateful to you and all the people who have really dedicated your life to it. You know, you have said, let me bring this more into the world. And because of you, a lot more people do capoeira than they did before you got here. So I'm very grateful to you, Paulo. And I just want to, I might melt. So beware. If I melt, you'll know why.
I totally understand. And I get you. And I that not that because I've been doing capoeira for this many years that I feel less about capoeira than I felt in the beginning. So I'm still in love with capoeira. I'm still feeling exactly everything that you're describing yourself right now, you know, when you're imagining, you know, what's going on, or some, you know, your children, you know, playing capoeira, or people that have so many issues, and when they join capoeira, they change the way they are, or you know, or kids with a lot of some situations too, when they come to capoeira, it helps them, you know, at home as well. So when you see all of that, yeah, the more capoeira, the better.
Yes, yes. And for women who, you know, I have lived through many, 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 many days of pain, probably more than days I've lived years of pain altogether, you know, about the female body and how I'm supposed to look and how I'm supposed to, you know, and we have a sickness in the culture about that. And I tell you, every time I've stepped into a capoeira class, it doesn't matter. I'm just there. I don't feel judgment. I feel like, hey, let's play, you know, and it's just that sickness is gone. So it is.
Oh, yeah, of course.
For you, that's right. Totally normal.
No, no need for that. Yeah. No space for that. There's no need for that. And, yep.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Yeah. So Paulo, the melting part I was going to say when I'm going to melt, it's Brazilian Portuguese is the most beautiful, beautiful language to me in the world. And when I hear it, I just like, oh God, oh God, oh God. It's so beautiful. So I just want to, for the sake of appreciating our ancestors and for the sake of you being from Brazil and speaking the language of Brazil, you talked about, let me back up and slow down. I got kind of excited there. You talk about the people who brought capoeira, you know, who've worked on it, who've done capoeira and brought it to where it is today. The people who died homeless, who, you know, struggled and brought capoeira to where it is today. Can you just say something? A lot of people won't know what you're saying because they don't speak Portuguese, but whatever your heart wants to say in this moment, we know that on some level they can hear us. Will you just say something in Portuguese to those people?
Yes, of course. I would say one thing that this, one of the masters called the Mestre Pastinha, one of the masters that one of the main icon, you know, in a capoeira, he also died as a homeless. He used to say this, capoeira é tudo o que a boca come. Mm. Which means capoeira, it's everything you put in your mouth.
Mm.
It's the way you feed yourself. Everything you feed yourself, that's capoeira. Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
So beautiful. Whatever you use to feed yourself, you know, to make yourself healthy, smart, you know, strong, everything that's positive, that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Well, in the spirit of freedom, which really, you know, I kind of got the memo today more than I ever did, capoeira comes from a vision of freedom, people wanting to be free as we all should be and feel. And I really, Paulo, I'm eternally grateful to you for your gift of bringing capoeira to San Diego, to the USA, your gift of going to class and teaching class and, you know, loving people the way you do when they show up to your class, and for just shining that beautiful light of kindness through your spirit. You have lived an extraordinary life, and I'm very grateful to you for being an example of how to lean into light, how to choose to feel good over, you know, the intense struggles you've seen. So thanks so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you. I'm very grateful for capoeira that, you know, got into my life. And I'm very grateful for the opportunity I had to be able to share that with so many people, and grateful for them to accept it and pass that on. You know, I think that's great. And you, of course, for the opportunity for me to share that here with you today. I hope, you know, people get a better understanding what capoeira is and look for capoeira in your own place. There's capoeira all over the world right now. If you look at if you Google capoeira near to you, you might find, you know, you might be surprised. You're going to find something right next to you. So go and do capoeira.
Yes. Wonderful. So again, listeners, for those of you who want to find out more about Paulo or about capoeira, you can start with his website, which is capoeirasd.org. And I want to acknowledge any of you listening for the ways that you have chosen to lean into light, to choose freedom and joy and feeling good over feeling bad. We all go through it every day. We have many opportunities, and it takes a lot of beautiful qualities to choose to lean into light. So thank you. And if you found this interview conversation useful, you can show love today to somebody else by sharing it with them over email or however you want to share it. People spend a lot of time in cars commuting in this country, and we're sitting at a desk and they could use an uplift. So please share that We're not on social media right now. I'm taking a break. So I appreciate you sharing about it on social media also. And you can sign up for our newsletter at leaningintolight.com. We send it out about once a month. And these monthly interviews are all up there, all the ones we've done. So again, I'm Jessica Rios. I'm very grateful you've joined us today. Hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. Bye-bye.